大家一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们要从第三节一直要到第七节，我们一同来读。
Reading from verse 3 to 7.
第三节到第八节，我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。第四节开始一同读，正如我们一个身子，上有好些的肢体，肢体也不都是一样的。我们这许多的人，在基督里成了一身，互相联络为肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐，各有不同。或有说预言的，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做这事，就当专一这事；或做教导的，就当专利教导；或者劝化的，就当专利劝化；施舍的，就当诚实的；治理的，就当允许；怜悯人的，就当甘心。我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
你不是在为我们祷告。
父神，我们把你的话语打开的时候，你再一次的打开我们的心，透过你的仆人向我们讲解，透过圣灵引导我们进入真理，我们就有一个谦卑受教的心，受教于圣经，受教于圣灵。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。我们已经思想到怎样照着神所给人信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中道。
We have talked about how do we think of ourselves according to the measure of faith God has given to us.
那么这就成为我们与别人在肢体交通、身体的生活中间一个伦理的基础。
And this becomes the ethical foundation of the body life we have with other members of the church.
因为我们在教会中间跟社会的团体是完全不一样的性质。
Because the church as compared to the societal organization are different in nature.
社会的团体是行政上的需要而有的团体。
The societal organization comes because of the need of administration.
社会的团体是家族性的需要而有的团体。
And also societal organization comes because of the family need.
社会的团体是为了这个政治性、民族性的需要而有的团体。
And societal organization comes because of political need.
社会的团体也是为了商业或者财经的需要而有的团体。
So societal organization comes because of finance or commerce need.
或者为了某种学术的研究、某种艺术的同心合意组成的社团。
And because of some academic need or some art need, they come into organization.
还有一些的社团是为了某一些合暗的势力怎样凝固凝结，使一些同有就这种败坏的心智的人在一起行恶所预备的。
And some of this society comes because of the evil powers they need to come together as organization.
但是教会与社会完全不一样。
But then the church as compared to society is totally different.
社会有时代性。
The society is temporal.
虽然很多的社团在第二个时代中间就失去了真正的作用。
Even though many society in the next generation it loses function.
社会有地区性。
The society is regional.
所以同一种社团在别的地区就不能发生而产生相同的果效。
So the same kind of society in other religions cannot fully manifest the function.
所以社会的社团关系常常有时间空间的限制。
So the social organization in society many times limited by time and space.
但是教会不是如此。
But then the church is not that.
教会是上帝心意中的心意。
The church is the mind center of God's mind.
教会是上帝计划中的计划。
And also is the plan within the plan of God.
所以教会是上帝借着基督到世界上舍身为我们成就的救赎，用宝血买赎回来的。
The church are those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and Christ has planned that plan for us.
教会是尊贵到一个地步。
So the church is so precious.
是神自己的子民。
That it is God's own people.
是神眼中的同人。
And also the apple of God.
是神的心肝宝贝。
And also the treasure of God's heart.
是神牺牲他的圣子圣徒 耶稣基督所买回来。
It is the one redeemed by God through His precious Son.
所以教会是耶稣基督的身体。
So then the church is the body of Christ Jesus.
教会是基督属灵的宫殿。
Church then is spiritual temple of the Lord.
教会是神自己的居所。
It is the only dwelling place of God Himself.
教会是神借着立约与人合一在一起的地方。
It is through covenant the place that God meets with us.
教会是神把真理向世人显明的场所。
It is the place also whereby God's truth is manifested to the world.
保罗说教会是永生上帝的家。
And that's why Paul said that the church is the eternal home of the Holy Father.
真理的柱石和根基。
And also the foundation of the truth.
教会在社会的中间。
The church in the society.
应当基督徒有自尊自己认识自己何等尊贵的这种意识。
It must be that we have the consciousness as a Christian of how honored we are in the society.
每一个政治家都把教会当着许多社团里面诸多社团中的一个社团。
Because many of the politicians they deem church only but as one society organization.
但是基督徒知道，所有的社会都会时代性结束灭亡，这教会永远长存。
But then many of the Christians know that this society end with time but not the church.
所以世人是绝对不会尊重教会。
So the people of the world will not honor the church.
他们认为教会的存在是可有可无的。
They thought that the church can exist and of course they dispense with.
他们看到教会有许多的失败，是对他们来说是自讨羞辱的一个事情。
They see the many failures of the church is a self-inflicted shame of the church.
所以教会特别是牧师传道犯罪的时候。
So at a time when the pastor or the preacher sin,
社会人士很愿意把教会的毛病用头条新闻把它公布出来，来羞辱教会。
So the people of the world want to publicize the headlines, so they want to insult the church.
特别是那些反对上帝的无神论的政权。
And especially the political power that go against God.
他们知道教会的存在是他们眼中钉。
Because they know the existence of the church is a prick to their eyes.
基督的存在是社会的良心对他们的控告。
And also it's a persecution coming from a conscience of society.
当教会的道德跟人格的成就高过社会的时候，就成为他们自己的一个羞辱。
So when the ethnic achievement of the church is higher than the society, it becomes their own insult.
所以反对上帝的政党、政府、政治领袖同政团。
So the political organization, political power, and also political government.
他们对教会不存好意。
So the church they would not be friendly.
对纯洁的基督徒很可能找机会逼迫他们。
And to the pure Christian, they'd even persecute them.
而二十一世纪结束以后。
So at the end, when it comes to the end of 21st century.
二十一世纪。
And when it comes to the 21st century.
我们看到许多教会里面的人跟世俗化的道路而走。
We see that many of the church people are being secularized.
他们自己更不揪到自己的尊贵在哪里。
And all the more, they are not conscious where is their honor.
也不揪到自己的存在是整个时代中间最需要的一个借镜，是一个这个审判台。
And also, they do not deem themselves as the need of the church as a reflector, as a judge.
所以，当基督徒与世界同流合污的时候
，So at a time when the church compromise with the world,
我们就失去了长子的名分。
So we have lost our position as the firstborn.
我们就失去了示范的地位。
And also, we have lost the position to demonstrate.
我们失去了做光做盐的功用。
And also, the function of being the light and the salt of the world.
教会的失败就注定了。
So the failure of the church is doomed.
所以当每一个圣徒都尊主的名为圣，以自己的地位为尊贵而自尊自爱的时候，
But then if every Christian deem themselves as honor and honor themselves,
基督徒就可以成为神的出口，
Then we can become the outlet of God.
基督徒就成为道的见证，
And become the testimony to the world.
基督徒成为世界的审判者，以及施恩成为见证人，领人归主。
And also become the judge of the world and also the one to bring people to Christ.
所以当每一个基督徒把自己献上活祭的时候，
So when every Christian offers themselves the living sacrifice,
他们就过一个遵行神旨意的生活。
They want to live a life that go according to the will of God.
他们过一个圣洁品质的生活。
And also a holy life.
他们过一个查验什么是善良、纯全、可学的 神的旨意。
And also a life that tests and proves to the will of God.
他们不效法世界。
They do not be conformed to the world.
他们心意更新也变化。
So they are renewed and changed in their mind.
不但如此，他们不看自己过于属单看。
Not only so, they do not deem themselves more than they should.
乃是照着上帝赐给个人信心的大小，看自己看得合乎中道。
But according to the measure of faith God has given to them, they judge themselves soberly.
所以当基督徒有这样的自信，有这样的自知，有这样的自省，有这样的自评的时候，
so when the Christian have this self knowledge and self evaluation，
我们对外界来说，
to the world，
就是一个做光做盐的榜样的人格，
then become a personality that testify that we are the salt and the light of the world。
对内部来说，
but innerly，
我们彼此之间用爱心来建立这个伟大的教会，超越社团的功用。
Using love we want to establish this church that transcends even to the function of the society。
当保罗讲到把身体献上，
When Paul said that offer your body，
然后说我们要心意更新的变化，
and also be transformed and renewed in your mind，
查验神的旨意，
and to test and approve the will of God，
不要效法世界，
do not be conformed to the world，
不高看自己，
and also do not do lowly see ourselves，
不要高看自己，
or to highly see ourselves。
我们要照着神的赐给我们的信心大小，看自己看得恰到好处。
According to the measure of faith God has given to us， see ourselves soberly。
接下来保罗就讲过肢体之间的生活，
and then Paul teaches us that the body life，
因为我们是互相为肢体，
because we come as a member of the body，
共同为身体，
together we form a body。
什么身体呢？
What body？
谁的身体？
Whose body？
耶稣基督的身体，
Christ Jesus body。
基督是教会的头，
Christ is the head of the church。
教会是基督的身体，
and the church is the body of Christ。
大家说
基督
是
教
会
的
头，教会是基督的身体，而教会里面每一个基督徒就是父为肢体所组成的一个基督的身体。
So in the church, all the Christians become the members of that body and form that church.
这样就没有一个人看自己是完全。
So then not even a single person will deem himself as perfect.
因为没有一个肢体的功用是周全的。
Because there is no single function of the single part of the body which is perfect.
眼睛能看非常重要，但是眼睛不能听。
The eyes can see is important, but the eyes cannot hear.
耳朵能听很重要，但耳朵不能吃。
It is important that the ear can hear, but it cannot eat.
口很重要，能说话，能吃，口不能嗅。
The mouth is important because it can eat, but it cannot also smell.
鼻子能嗅，能呼吸，但它不能看。
And the nose can smell and breathe, but it cannot see.
手所做的脚不能做。
What the hand does, the leg cannot do.
脚在最低的地方，但是是最基础，是我们站立得住的，所以是很重、很坚固、很直、很大的肢体。
And the leg is the lowest position, but yet it's very fundamental.
但它的重要性就是在行走跟站立的这个重要性。
But the importance of legs is that it stands and also it moves.
虽然它在最低的地方，
even at the lowest place it is,
脚所做的手没有办法代替。
What does the legs do, the hands cannot substitute.
如果你明天开始用24小时用手走路，你就知道我在讲什么。
If tomorrow spending 24 hours you walk with a hand, then you know what I'm saying.
做眼睛的不可轻看做耳朵。
So then the eyes cannot despise the ears.
做耳朵的不可轻看做嘴巴的。
And the ears cannot despise the mouth.
做嘴巴的不可轻看做鼻子。
And the mouth cannot despise the nose.
做鼻子的不可轻看手。
And the nose cannot despise the hand.
手也不可轻看脚。
So also the hands cannot despise the leg.
上个礼拜快要结束的时候，
So at the time when they are about to end,
你还记得肢体之间要彼此相爱吗？
You know every member of the body should love one another.
当你右手半夜给蚊子咬得痒得不得了，
You know, when your left hand, the right hand is being stung by the mosquito,
左手会不会说感谢主是他不是我？
Would the left hand say that it is it, not me?
他写字，他握手，什么风头给他出尽了？
Because it write, it shake hands, he have all the honor.
我呢，总是没有什么用处。
I don't have any more function now.
只有怪的手表罢了。
I only buy the watch to wear.
这些风头都给右手抢去。
So the hand, right hand take all the honor.
现在右手给蚊子咬，这是天公地道的事。
So now the right hand is being stung by the mosquito, so good.
这是轮到你受苦。
Now you have the chance to time to suffer.
不是的。
No.
无论你多么打瞌睡，
no matter how slumbering you are,
多么累，
or you're so tired,
你的左手不能安心睡觉。
Your left hand cannot sleep soundly.
他们自己慢慢爬爬爬爬。
又 climb and climb and climb，
他翻山越岭到右手那里
，and climb to the right hand，
去帮他爬爬
，and to scratch it，
爬完了再回来睡觉
，after scratching you come back and sleep，
这就是肢体生活
，that is the body life。
今天教会里面所缺乏的是
，today what is just lacking，
就是彼此相顾。
That we hate each other，
彼此相爱
；we love each other，
彼此相助
；that we do not help each other，
这种的生活
，this kind of life。
当教会没有彼此相尊重、彼此相爱、彼此相帮助的时候
，when the members of the church do not honor and help and love one another，
教会就比社会更可怜。
Then the church is more pitiful as compared to society。
教会也就比社会更可怕。
And even more awesome as compared to society。
所以我们复委肢体。
So we as member of the body
要清楚知道这个真理。
Clearly we must know this truth.
就是我们的关系不是因为钱财。
That our relationship is not because of money.
我们的关系不是因为厉害。
That our relationship is not because of profit.
我们的关系不是因为我们有主人管理我们这些做工人的人。
That our relationship is not because you're a master controller as servants.
不是因为地位，不是因为权柄，不是因为钱财，不是因为利益。
Not because of your position or profits or this name.
那么教会肢体之间的关系是什么关系？
So what is the relationship of members of body?
生命的关系。
It's a live relationship.
是有机的关系。
It's an organic relationship.
是血同的关系。
It's a blood relationship.
属灵的关系。
It's a spiritual relationship.
是永远的关系。
It's an eternal relationship.
我们的肢体与肢体之间的关系。
So the relationship of body and body
是生命的关系。
It's a live relationship.
神把永生给你。
Because
God has given
God has given eternal life to you and to me.
我们都领受了同样的生命。
We receive the same kind of life.
我们与我们之间有生命之间的关系。
So we together have the relationship of life.
我们肢体与肢体之间的关系是有机的关系。
So the member and the member of the body is organic in nature in the relationship.
身体离开了头就不能活了。
Because the body leaving the head, it cannot live anymore.
每个肢体跟另外一个肢体中间有血的循环。
When every member of the body has the blood circulation,
所以肢体与肢体构成了身体有统一性的总功用。
So that members form a body with a united function.
所以所看的跟所听的一定报告到脑的总中心那里。
So what you see and what you hear will report to the brain.
把中心所得到的所有的这个资讯一定产生统一的命令。
So when the central nervous system got all this, it have the central instruction.
命令一下来的所有的肢体一定顺服元首。
So when the central the instruction comes, they will obey to the central of the mind.
这个就叫做教会的有机性。
And that's called the organic nature of the church.
我们今天所有的恩赐是为了把荣耀归给上帝。
So all the gift that we have is but to give glory to God.
今天所有的恩赐为了服侍我们的主耶稣基督。
So all the gift that we have is to serve Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为我们的恩赐是从神借着基督赐下来。
Because our gift is given to us through Christ Jesus.
而赐下恩赐是要我们在侍奉中间彼此合一。
So the gift is given so that in the services we are united.
所以当我们侍奉的时候
，So at the time we serve,
我们就听从唯一的元首的指挥。
We listen to only one head to instruct.
这个元首就是基督。
And that preeminent head is Christ Jesus.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
基督是元首。
He is the preeminent.
我们众弟兄姊妹是他的子民。
So we all brothers and sisters as the members.
我们就存着敬畏基督的心。彼此顺从
with a heart that we honor Christ Jesus want to obey to one another
彼此相爱
and also love one another
彼此服侍
and serve one another
彼此挑担别人的责任
and also take up the responsibility for one another
更担起自己的责任
and all the more we take our own responsibility
能够彼此挑担别人的重担的时候
so at the time when we take up responsibility of others
整个有机的身体去统一的活动起来
that organic body is not being united in activity
耶稣基督是教会的元首
Christ Jesus is the head of the church
所以像保罗接下去讲的
So then what Paul says
不是指我们的身体的事情
Not just to point it to body
是指主的身体的事情
But Christ's body
你说很美吗
Is it beautiful
照章第一节说你们要把身体献上当作会
Is it chapter 12 verse 1 say that give yourself as a living sacrifice as a body
第五节开始告诉我们
When it comes to verse 5
这个身体献上是肢体在整个基督的身体里面的一部分
This Christ sacrificing portion of the body is part of the body of Christ.
所以我这个身体是小我的身体。
So my body is the body of the small self.
教会是基督的身体是大我的身体。
And that body of Christ is the big self of the church.
我献上小我是要成全大我。
I dedicate my own small self in order to accomplish the big self.
我这个身体被神用是使基督的身体得着荣耀。
So when my body is being used by Christ Jesus, it's going to glorify the body of Christ Jesus.
保罗在这个哥林多前书第六章告诉我们
Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 says
你们是重价买来的
You are redeemed with high price
所以你们要在你们身子上荣耀上
And that's why in the body you must glorify God
岂不知你们就是上帝的殿吗
Don't you know that you are a temple of God
是上帝借着圣灵居住的身体
And God through the Holy Spirit dwell in your body
教会是基督的身体
So then the church is the body of Christ
教会是上帝的殿
It is the temple of the God
这殿就是你们
And that temple is you
那彼得呢在彼得前书第二章告诉我
And Peter in 1 Peter chapter 12 chapter 2 says
借着我们这些身体
And God through this body
我们每一个人都变成活石
We become a living stone
我要建造灵宫
In order to form this spiritual temple
the living stone to buildThe spiritual palace of God.
那么借着这个活石能够建立神活的殿，
上帝的灵宫
，and the spiritual palace of God.
Palace,
the palace of God.
神是万王之王
，God is King of all kings.
居住的地方
，the place he dwells.
他与人立约的地方
，and the place he made covenant with us.
同在的地方
，and he is present with us.
殿就变成了这个真正的信徒组成的真教会
，and that temple becomes a true church formed by the member of the church.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
那这样我们就应当发现我们有恩赐
，then we should know that we all have gifts.
所以今天与大家思想一些恩赐的问题
，so I want to meditate together with things about gifts.
圣经提到恩典
，the Bible talks about grace,
恩惠
，about this grace and mercy,
恩赐。
And as a gift,
上帝恩待我们。
God had mercy on us.
上帝施行恩惠。
God had grace on us.
他的恩典、恩惠、恩赐一样不一样。
So whether it's grace or mercy or gift, is it the same?
当上帝提到他的恩的时候
，When God talks about His mercy,
重点就是说，凭着他的主权，把他给人的好处赐给他所要赐。不配领受的，这个叫做神的恩。
And also the emphasis that, an emphasis that God, according to His sovereignty, He gave grace to us who are not deserving.
我们在罗马书第四章的第一段已经讲很清楚。
In the first part of Romans chapter 4, we have explained so clearly.
恩典是在行为之外。
The grace is outside our conduct.
恩典不是因为工作而得到。
Grace is not because we work and we deserve it.
恩典是我们不配领受。
Grace is because we're not deserving.
所以我们领受救恩的时候。
So when we receive the redemption.
我够资格
Not because I'm qualified
不是我配
Not because I'm worthy
不是我做了好事
Not because I've done good
不是我行了律法
Not because I followed the law
不是我的行为足够蒙上帝的悦纳
Not because my conduct is worthy to be acceptable by God
我们原是活在罪中的人
But we are all living in sin
那为什么我们领受救恩呢
Why did we receive the grace
我们领受救恩因为人在万古之间造作他自己意志所定的在基督里拣选了我们
We receive salvation because in the ancient past God according to His grace in Christ Jesus has chosen us
然后再把丰丰富的恩典赐给我们
And then given to us this abundant grace
恩典是照着主充足的智慧赐下来
So the grace is given according to the abundant wisdom of God
所以这是其他恩典的问题
So that is grace
刚才第十二章第五节以后所讲的不是恩典是恩赐的问题
But what following after chapter, verse 5 of chapter 2 about gift.
所以这里的恩赐跟我们普天讲的恩典是不一样的。
So the gift and the grace are different.
在归正神学的整个架构的神学思想里面。
So the structure, theological structure of Reformed theology.
我们知道神有两种恩典。
We know two kinds of graces God has.
一种叫做普遍恩典。
What's called common grace?
第二种叫做救赎恩典。
The second is redemptive grace.
我已经超过一次在这里对我们讲过了。
More than one has spoken to you on this.
所以今天不深入解释
So we want to expound on deep
但是恩赐不是恩典
But gift is not grace
那么恩赐跟恩典不同在哪
So what is the difference of grace and gift
恩赐普遍恩赐或者普遍的恩惠是赐给所有的人的
Because common grace is given to all people
那 救赎恩赐赐给那些蒙拣选的人。
But the redemptive grace given to those who are chosen.
但是这里提到的恩赐是指什么呢？
So when you talk about gift here,
这是是侍奉的问题。
You talk about something on service.
换句话说，十二章五节以后，
我现在 after verse 5 chapter 12，
你的教会生活里面每一个基督徒要过一个怎样服侍别人。
It talk about the church body life, how every Christian must serve each other.
To serve.
来侍奉
to help one another,
来彼此的扶助
to edify among the body of Christ,
来彼此的建造
那这样互相建立
so when they edify each other,
彼此建造
and also to build each other,
这就运用到恩赐
that would be utilization of gift,
所以这个恩赐是指侍奉的不是指救恩的
so the gift talk about this, the services not talk about salvation,
这个恩赐是指我们在侍奉在肢体里面的工作侍奉的所需要的这个恩典
give a point to the kind of grace we need in serving,
那么你说恩赐跟天赋一样不一样
so you talk about this talent and gift are they different
天赋或者天资智慧聪明天然所有的才干到底等于不等于就是恩赐
this natural talent is equivalent to gift
你说的一个人有才干
a one with talent
这才一定上帝来的
the talent must come from God
虽然他不信
even though he is not a believer
请问不信耶稣的人他的才干是不是上帝来的
I want to ask those non-Christians do they have talent coming from God
是不是是啊
，Yes，
反对上帝的人反对的很厉害，那个口才是不是上帝来的
？You know those who go against God are eloquent. Does it come from God？
无知的人想来想去，后来想到最后，上帝不存在，那个思想的功用是不是上帝
？The atheist, the function of thinking until such time when they think that God doesn't exist, does that function come from God？
是不是
？Does it come from God？
Even the conclusion of there is no God from the function of the thinking epistemologically is also given by God。
神是这个知识里面的思考来接的时候没有神那样的思考也是从神那边来的
那么神把恩赐给这些人
So God has given gift to these people
那时候就表示说基督徒有恩赐
Within the Christian a gift
非基督徒有恩赐
Non-Christian also has a gift
但是圣经从来没有说这些才干在非基督徒的地位上被称为恩赐
But the Bible never said that talent coming from non-Christian be called gift
所以今天你要分开来
So you must make a separation
恩赐这个名词
Not that gift
是专指基督徒才可以用
Only solely pointing to Christians
我再问刚才的话
I want to ask again
非基督徒的才干是不是上帝给的
The talents of a non-Christian do they come from God? Yes
他的音乐才干
And their musical talent
上帝那里来
Come from God.
文学才干
The literal talent.
上帝来
Come from God.
口才
Eloquence.
上帝来
Come from God.
无论哪一个人
No matter who.
他在地上所能够有的各样形式说话的才能都是神赐下来
Upon the earth, the ability that he has all come from God.
没有一个不是
Not even a single one is accepted.
李光耀是很好的政治家
李光耀 is a good politician.
他的政治才干是不是上帝来的
Does his political talent come from God? God?
是不是啊
Does it come from God?
Yes 他前几个月讲了一句话
A few months ago he said this
I discovered there's no reason why we should believe there is God up there
我曾经思考过没有任何理由可以我们相信上面有神
没有什么需要
这算是 need
有什么不同
What's the difference?
他的意思他不信上帝新加坡也做得不错
He means that he is not a Christian but yet he could rule Singapore quite well
I don't know why people say there should be a God there
我不知道为什么人家说上面应该有一位神
到底有什么理由
What's the reason?
所以我问你非基督徒的才干
So I want to ask you non-Christian talent
是不是上帝来的
Does it come from God?
是上帝来的
Yes, it comes from God
反对上帝的人的作曲
Those who oppose God, even their composition of music,
作曲才能也是上帝。
And that composition, the talent comes from God.
抵挡教会的那些文学家。
And those literaries that also go against the church,
他们的文学才华也是上帝。
So they write also come from God's talent.
那你说上帝已经说了，他降雨给好人，也给坏人。
So the Bible says that God has given rain to the good and the evil.
他是日头照。这个义人也造恶
And the sun also shine upon the good and the evil
所以表示一切的恩典都是从上帝
Which is all grace comes from God
因为这些恩典都是好的
Because all these grace are good
我们可以归纳一句话一切美善的恩赐都是从众光之父那里来的
So then we can see that all good gifts come from the God of light
好的嘛
It's good
反对上帝的人。
Those who go against God.
他做的曲子很好啊。
And the music they compose is good.
调也很好啊。
The good melody.
这是好的恩赐。
And that good talent.
一切美善的恩赐。
All good talents.
都是从神那里来。
It come from God.
所以一切好的事情能够产生。
So all good things can be produced.
都是因为神的能力在背后衬托他们。
It is because of the power of God that sustains it.
你只能从这个角度解释什么叫做上帝是无所不能的。
It is only from this perspective you can interpret God is the omnipotent.
上帝无所不能的意思就一切美善的能力都是从神。
The meaning of God's omnipotence is that all good things come from God.
那么现在把这个事情稍微解决一些了。
So now we solve some of these problems.
我们继续思想一下。
Continually.
那为什么不可以说非基督徒所领受的也是恩赐呢？
Why is it you cannot say that the talent of non-Christians are called gift?
我不能说他们领受的不是上帝的恩。
I cannot say that they do not receive the grace of God.
恩赐这个字。
But then this gift
就变成了专用在圣圣徒得救以后，在肢体生活中间彼此服侍的功用这个事情上
，but become a special term that point to the inter-services of Christians after they have been saved in the church.
你不能说这个人很有骂人的恩赐。
You cannot say this man had good talents, a good gift in scolding people.
He has a gift of the scolding people.
You have gift of scolding.
你不能说这个人很有这一个什么呢？这个毁谤人的恩赐。
You cannot say he is good in slandering people.
不可能的。
You cannot say that.
这是邪恶的事情。
Because it's evil.
而且这和教会的服侍没有关系。
And he has no relationship with the services in the church.
所以你就看这个人有教导的恩赐。
So you see this man has teaching gift.
这个人有传福音的恩赐。
Or the gift of preaching.
这个人有牧养的恩赐。
The gift of pastoring.
可以不可以啊？
Would that be?
可以的。
Yes.
这个人有音乐的恩赐。
This man has a gift of music.
可以不可以啊？
Can that be?
可以不可以？
Can that be?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
眼睛这么大，干看着我做什么？
You're staring at me. Not
我问你，可以不可以啊？
Can you say that?
这个人很有音乐的恩赐。
He has a gift of music.
这个人有弹琴的恩赐。
Has a gift of playing piano.
这个人有唱歌的恩赐。
And gift of singing.
这些都可以的。
You can say all this.
但是你如果这样说，
but you say in that manner,
这个人有音乐的恩赐，圣经有什么地方讲过音乐的恩赐？
You say this man has a gift of music. In which place in the Bible does he have a gift of music?
没有的。
No.
所以圣灵教会或者五旬节教会，
so, the Pentecostal church,
后来灵恩派，
and then became charismatic movement.
当他们讲圣灵的恩赐的时候，
so when they have the gift of the Holy Spirit,
他们找来找去。
When they find and find,
没有看到有音乐恩赐啊。
They cannot see the music that I gift.
没有看到美术恩赐啊。
Or the gift of painting.
没有看到建筑的恩赐。
Or the gift of architecture.
那么当一个基督徒用音乐侍奉上帝的时候，是不是恩赐？
So when a Christian uses music to serve Lord, is it a gift?
如果我设计礼拜堂，
if I were to design a church,
我有几个原则。
I have a few principles.
每一个座位看讲台看得清清。
Every single seat will see the pulpit clearly.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
回音要用最便宜的器材达到最大的传递的格效。
You must know use the cheapest materials but to cut out the echo.
第三个。
The third.
就是光线用最少电力可以照射到每个地方都清清楚楚可以看得到。
And using also the lowest energy use, you can shine every angle.
第四个原则。
The fourth.
这个礼拜堂里面空气的这个流转一定是很通顺，而且用电力用不多的。
There must be fresh air circulation in this church so they won't use a lot of electrical power.
第五个原则。
The fifth.
讲台跟讲员所用的地方不能占整个礼拜堂超过八分之一。
And also the place where the speakers stand cannot occupy more than one eighth of the total space.
这个礼堂从后面到你们第一排是占整个礼堂的三分之一。
You know, from the back until the front that you have, that is occupied one third.
你看这么大的空间为了两个人。
And that's such a big space only for two persons.
这是不对。
That's not right.
那我设计我一定不会违反这些规
定。I want to go against these principles.
但当我发现现在所谓很著名的建筑师建礼拜堂，他们都违背这些定
义。So when I see many of these famous architects, they also go against these rules.
所以我摇头叹息。
So I sighed.
很多建礼拜堂的都无意之中。给魔鬼留地步都不知道。
Because many of churches are being built with a space given to tempt Satan.
所以一年有两个礼拜。
In Indonesia, that two
churches. 建好了以后
，after completing，
发现在这个 balcony 上面的人，除了第一排以外，其他的都不能看见。
See that on the balcony on the first row can see the pulpit, not the other rows.
钱已经变成钢筋水泥了。
So the money have been turned to concrete.
你不能说咔咔咔咔咔把它录下来。
You cannot twist it.
把它整个这个斜度放下去。
And the slant of it.
最后什么办法呢
？What to do in that?
就把讲台升得很高。
So the raise the platform of the restaurant.
所有人都看到。
So everybody can see.
那就是解决了，解决。
So it's not a problem.
没有。
No.
讲台升得很高，有第一排变成长颈鹿。
So when you elevate the first row becomes giraffe.
所以坐里面一个钟头以后就累死了。
So after 1 hour, you feel so tired with neck.
改到后面，改不到前面。
So you change the back, not the front.
适应前面，不能适应后面。
You adjust the front, not the back.
几十年。不必受的苦就奄奄枉枉过几十年。
So now we got to suffer in the church.
所以后来几很多礼拜堂就来请我帮助他们了。
So many of them come ask for help for me.
我现在不笨。
I'm not stupid now.
你要帮助，要我给你帮助，怎么样设计？整个执事会写信，整个执事部一同到我 office， 我不会跟你个人谈。
You want the church to me to have the church and the whole deacons to come to me？
因为很多礼拜堂把你的智慧拿去以后
，because many just after take your wisdom，
他自以为他更聪明，又乱改，又说是你设计的，不好就说是你，好的说是他。
They thought they are more intelligent. They change a lot of things. If it's no good, they say it's your design, but it's good. They say that they're good.
我现在已经不是年轻人。
I'm not more young.
所以我设计了几个礼拜了。
So a few of these churches that I designed.
1000多座位。
And more than 1000 seats.
只用两个 speaker 就清楚了。
Only two speakers would reach the whole congregation.
怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
我说很多的智慧你们不知道。
I say a lot of wisdom you do not know.
因为我们请美国回来工程师，他也不知道。
Because we had an American technician come.
因为他专设计 shopping mall， 他不是设计礼拜堂。
Because he designed shopping mall in the church.
所以专设计礼拜堂的太少了。
So those people work especially in designing this church are lack.
现在礼拜堂越来越小，越来越小，因为很多人不做礼拜。
So the church becomes smaller and smaller because people don't come to church.
你设计大礼拜堂都设计错。
So when design big churches all wrong design.
现在几间回应很好的礼拜堂。
So a few good acoustic churches.
他们承认是唐牧师设计的。
They acknowledge it's Stephen Tong who designed.
那你说唐牧师原来有建筑的恩赐。
So this Stephen Tong also have the gift of designing churches.
圣经也没有讲的。
The Bible never say about that gift.
圣经没有说因有恩赐。
The Bible never say about the gift of music.
圣经没有讲建筑恩赐。
Gift of architecture.
所以我们怎么了解恩赐这两个
词？ So how do you understand this gift, this word?
什么叫做才干？
What is talent?
什么叫做天才？
What about this geniuses?
什么叫做恩赐？
What about gift?
世界有很多才干的人。
In the world, there are many people who are talented.
但他们有做基督徒，你不能说他很有恩赐。
But they are not Christian yet, so you cannot say they are gifted.
教会里面有很多有恩赐的。
That church, there are many people who are gifted.
那你不能说这些人就是有普通的才干。
You cannot say these people only have ordinary gift, talent.
因为恩赐跟才干有一些不同的地方，很难讲。
Because gift and talent, there are some fine distinction you cannot say clearly.
那我事先没有跟李博士谈这个事。
So we have not discussed it yet.
但我相信呢，他一定有一些观念我们可以学习。
So I believe that he has some concept we can learn.
请问世人的才干跟教会的恩赐一样不一样？
不一样。
有什么不一样？现在请站啊，请站！我不是口述啊。
我想用的这个目的和这个方法就形成很不一样。
用的目的跟方法不一样，所以这个是牵涉到那个上帝所赐的东西，你怎么用，你怎样用，你为什么用，你用在谁身上
？So upon this, the talent that gift that God has given to us, how did you? What kind of motive you use it, and to hope that you use important?
李牧师一讲就把很重要的一点讲出来。
So a very important point is pointed here.
那么这样呢，外面的人用才干是为了赚钱。
So the people outside we use the talent to make money.
但是基督徒用才干是为了服侍基督的身体。
But the Christian when they use the talent they want to serve the body of the Christ.
你明白了吗？
So you understand now?
所以你用在怎样的事上？
So how that you use?
你存一个怎样的心来用？
What kind of heart you use?
因为你清楚知道这个才干是从神来的。
Because you clearly this gift come from God.
所以这个才干应当归给神。
Then it must go back to God.
上帝的物归给上帝。
What belongs to God must go back to God.
那这样呢？用才干的时候
，So when you use your talent，
当你有了一种圣化的动机
，You have a sanctified motive，
有圣化的目的
，sanctified purpose，
就变成被神的圣洁用途所高摩的才干。
So that like talent was being a big holy by God，
这叫做恩赐。
That's called gift。
所以我要讲一句比他刚才讲的更简单的话。
So more simplified statement I want to say，
恩赐是什么
？What's gift？
Sanctify talent.
Sanctify the 圣化的才干，
被圣化以后的才干。
Sanctify talent's a gift.
这个叫做恩赐。
That's called gift.
你懂吗
？You understand?
当我看见很多音乐厅、很多歌剧院建得比礼拜堂更像样的时候，我很抱不平。
when I see many of these concert hall, opera houses, the more better design as compared to the church, I envy.
500 years ago.
500 years ago.
世界最大的建筑是礼拜堂。
The biggest building in the world is church.
第二才是王宫。
The second only is the palace.
300 years ago.
And 300 years ago.
世界最大的建筑是王宫。
The biggest architecture of the world is palace now.
以后是音乐厅。
And then it is concert hall.
礼拜堂。
And church.
200 years ago.
200 years ago.
世界最大的建筑是王宫。
The biggest architecture in the world is palace.
以后是博物馆。
And then museum.
接下来才是礼拜堂。
And then only church.
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
世界最大的东西是博物馆。
The biggest building in the world is a museum.
有接下去才是其他的。
And then there's others including church.
到了20世纪呢,
when it comes to 20th century,
世界最大的东西是兵营,是工厂,然后礼拜堂,王宫都慢慢小起来。
The biggest building is the army camp and also the factories.
从建筑的伟大来说,
coming from the mightiness of architecture,
没有永恒的兵营。
And then there's no eternal camp, army camp.
漂亮的艺术的工厂。
There's no the beautiful artistic factories.
宫殿的艺术。
And also this art of the palace.
礼拜堂的艺术,
and the art of a church.
这个后来是被歌剧院跟博物馆抢过去的。
It's being borrowed by this museum and also the opera houses.
现在我们要建音乐厅，建到世界最贵的，建礼拜堂随便，因为耶稣是住马槽的。
So when we want to build this opera house, it's most expensive, but not with the church.
1982年,
in 1982,
台北两座音乐厅。 歌剧院跟音乐厅建成。
Taipei have two concert hall and one or two, one concert hall, one opera house.
那两座一共是用了2.5亿美金。
And cost about 200 million.
250 million.
250 million US dollars.
2.5亿美金。
250 million US dollars.
轰动全世界。
And it shook the whole world.
因为呢,
because
在这以前呢,
before that,
San Francisco Symphony.
San Francisco Symphony.
Davis Hall 才用3800万美金。
Davis Hall only spent 35 million.
以后呢，这个德国巴伐利亚的这一个的 München 的音乐厅才3500万美金。
Bavaria also spent about 30 million US.
福建台北2500万美金。
So in this time, suddenly there are these two buildings that cost 250 million.
世界最贵的厅。
So the most expensive hall in the world.
但是前两三个月，新加坡刚建成了两粒榴莲。
And two And 2 months ago, this Singapore built two durians.
是用了差不多400个million美金.
And spent of 400 million US.
比台北的更贵.
More expensive as compared to Taipei.
不久也北京要建的音乐.
You know, also this Beijing where they build a music hall.
要比新加坡还贵几倍的价钱.
And also a few folds more expensive as compared to Singapore.
你看见今天呢?
So you see today,
教会越来越差。
The church is now dwindling now.
我现在在讲还没有建礼拜堂，还没有宣布出去，有的人就大骂我了。
So in Jakarta, before even I declared I want to build a church, people scold me.
很多人穷得半死。
But people are so poor.
你以为上帝喜欢人用冷气厅来赞美上帝，歌颂他？
You think God wants to use the air-conditioned home and as a hall to praise Him?
我不知道这个人是哪一个教会的会员。
I don't know this member belongs to which church.
如果他是我教会的会员，
If it is my member,
那么他忘记了他每个礼拜做礼拜就是有冷气的地方。
He forgets that every week when he comes to the church is air-conditioned room.
或者我建好了，有可能他以后就跑到桥下去做礼拜。
Oh, maybe later I complain the church, he'll go below the preacher to worship God.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
有一些观念像犹大的口讲出来。
Some of the concepts coming from the mouth of Judah.
真喇叭的香膏。
The true nut oil.
且不应当卖药，且分给穷人。
So that we sell it and give it to the poor?
耶稣基督说，是啊，他讲的对。
Jesus said, yes, you squandered the money.
对不对？
Is that right?
不是。
No.
耶稣说，玛利亚。 这个真喇叭香膏献给我。
He said that Mary has given this true nut ointment to me.
坐在我的身上。
It's done upon me.
你们常有穷人。
You have many times the poor people with you,
常常有我,
but not many with me.
所以耶稣没有反对把最好的东西献给他。
So Jesus did not oppose to giving the best.
我们建好的礼拜堂没错。
We build good church building, it's not wrong.
把最好的艺术用起来没错。
And also the best as the God is not wrong.
那你说圣经没有讲有建筑的艺术，有技术的这个。 恩赐，音乐的恩赐，我们怎么解决这个问题？
So the Bible never says about this gift of music or architecture.
在创世纪里面，
you know, in Genesis,
最先懂得吹笛的音乐的是 那个败坏的人的子弟。
The one who knows to play the flute is the student of the fallen one.
是这个该隐的后代。
Is belongs to the descendant of Cain.
不是圣敬虔的后裔。
Not belonging to the godly tribe.
所以呢，应有的恩赐也有在外邦人中有 rock and roll.
So this talents of music also in the non Christians rock and roll.
Hard rock for soft ear.
Hard rock for soft ears.
所以你老的时候就变成半聋，就是那个意思。
So you'll go half deaf when you're old.
还有的人唱得很好 ，Pavarotti.
Some will sing well, Pavarotti.
Domingo.
Domingo.
Carreras.
Carreras.
Maria Callas.
Maria Callas.
John Sutherland.
John Sutherland.
Leontine Price.
Leontine Price.
Kathleen Battle.
Kathleen Battle.
Jesse Norman.
Jesse Norman.
这些人都是世界历史里面最好的歌。
All these people are the best soloists in the world.
很多人小的时候是在教会唱。唱到最后感到礼拜堂太小，要到歌剧院唱才甘愿。
Many of these people when they're young they sing in the church, but they find that the church is too small. When they get old, they want to go to the opera house to sing.
当上帝叫摩西建这个会幕的时候
，So when God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle,
那个在幔子上刺绣的人
，So upon the curtain when they weave,
把基督的本的形象绣上
，And cherubim is in weave,
有耶和华的灵与他同在
，The Spirit of God was with him.
所以这表示恩赐是从上帝来
，meaning the gift come from God.
连艺术的恩赐也是上帝
，even the gift of art come from God.
当大卫的儿子所罗门建殿的时候
，When King David's son Solomon built the temple,
那些工匠、那些雕工、那些刺绣的人都有主的灵智慧在他的身上。
All those special workers have the spirit of God dwelling in them.
所以这表示呢，这艺术的恩赐是从上帝
，within the gift of art come from God.
大卫唱诗的时候
，At the time when King David sings，
弹琴的时候
，When he played the musical instrument，
那个在扫罗身上的恶魔就离开他。
So the evil spirit that possessed his soul departed。
神与这些真正爱主的人的音乐有同在。
So together with those musicians that truly love God, God is with them。
那我们可以不可以说这个人有音乐恩赐呢
？Can we say that this man has the gift of music？
这个人有建筑恩赐呢
？Or the gift of architecture？
这个人有诗歌的恩赐
？Or the gift of song？
他有。文学恩赐
，a gift of writing，
他有这个绘画的恩赐
，gift of painting，
有雕刻的恩赐
，gift of sculpting。
我再说
，I say one more time，
你要加上一个重要的字
，you must add an important word，
就是被圣化以后的才干才叫的恩赐
，sanctified talents called gift，
sanctified talents，
圣化的才干
，your talent，
你是有才干
，you're very gifted。
你很有才干的。
上帝 naturally 已经把天然的才干放在你身
上。God has given this natural talent to you，
但你不能用你的才干来侍奉上帝。
But you cannot use the talent to serve God，
因为你的才干需要被圣化，神才要用。
Because your talent must be sanctified before God can use it。
一个还没有圣化的人，唱歌很好。
Before a man is sanctified, those who can sing well，
唱的圣洁不够。
But the holiness is not good enough。
动机的圣洁不够
，the holiness in his motive is not good enough。
目的的圣洁不够
，and the sanctification of the motive is not good enough。
要圣化他的动机
，you must sanctify his motive。
圣化他的声音
，sanctify his voice。
圣化他的目的
，sanctify his motive。
我十六岁就加入 Oratorio Society。
When I was 16, I attended this Oratorio Society。
我我是 tenor 里面很重要的人
，and very important a member of the tenor。
十六岁唱什么诗歌
？16 years old, what do I sing？
Haydn 在70岁的。所写的 The Jarvisitan
Jarvisitan written by Haydn was 870
用德文唱的
using German to sing
第一首 Come Holy Lands Let's Himmel's Gabagam 来吧春天我们欢迎
Come Spring We welcome you
我们唱春天唱下的所有歌都用德文背出来唱
So we want to memorize in German
后来我们也唱弥赛亚
So we sing Messiah
所以我是很严谨受训练的歌手啊
，So I'm a very trained soloist.
从十六岁的 singer， 我十六岁就唱最难的诗歌。
So when I was 16, I sing most difficult pieces.
Handel, Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven,
and all these pieces.
啊，这些我都十七岁就开始指挥。
So when I was 17, I can conduct all these pieces.
所以这些伟大的 oratorio 我背得滚瓜烂。
So this big oratorio I memorize them so well.
所以我第一次到马来西亚来，那十年里面。我每次听你们诗班唱诗都求主怜悯。
So the first time when I came to Malaysia, the first 10 years, when I, every time when I see you singing, I say, God have pity on them.
但是我要忍耐，我要爱心。
But I got to be patient, I must have love.
是到1992年的时候。
And come 1992,
听到陈荣、卓如燕几位唱，我才感谢
So when I heard Chen Yong and Zhou Liang singing, I said, well, there are talents also in Malaysia. Not only there are people.
Malaysia 有很多音乐恩赐, 比在印尼的音乐家还好。
Malaysians have this musical talent better than Indonesians.
所以你们要宝贵, 你们的国宝。
So you must treasure your national precious.
不然我就把他请到外国去, 你们就没有了。
If not, I will take them to my place.
所以我请成龙弟兄特别到台北去。
So I invited special Qin Yong to this Taipei.
最后一个晚上,
the last night.
唱几首歌,
sing a few songs.
千千万万的人听了,
so thousands of people heard it.
他们很受感动,
they were so touched.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
那当我16岁的时候,
so when I was 16,
我还没有得救,
I was not saved yet.
有没有才干?
Was I talented?
有,
yes.
会不会唱圣诗?
Can I sing hymns?
会,
yes.
是不是恩赐?
Is it a gift?
不是,
no.
为什么呢?
Why?
还没有圣化,
it has not been sanctified.
Not yet sanctified.
Not yet sanctified.
所以我唱, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 我口唱 Hallelujah, 我心唱什么你知道吗?
So Hallelujah with lips, I sing. What do I sing with my heart?
我心里唱的, 你要不要听?
You want to listen?
你注意听哦, 口说, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 心唱什么? 弟兄姐妹, 我很会唱歌, 你知道吗?
This is the way I sing. I can sing well, brother and sister, when I sing Hallelujah in my heart.
这就是才干跟恩赐不同的地方。
So that's the difference of talents and gifts.
教会越多才干的人在里面,
if there are more people of talents in the church,
越多风头,
and there are more people who want to show off,
越多抢夺上帝荣耀,
and there are more people who snatch the glory of God,
越多自高自傲,
the more people are proud,
越多高看自,
and there are people who deem this highly,
越多彼此纷争,
and there are more conflict,
越多彼此排挤,
and also want more conflict.
因为什么呢?
Why?
都在才干的前面,
because you are performing, showing off your talent.
才干跟恩赐不一样,
it's different with talents and gifts.
因为当才干变成恩赐的时候,
so when this talent becomes gift,
它已经圣化,
it's been sanctified.
那个怎么圣化呢?
How that is sanctified?
就是这几节所讲的,
these few verses say that.
不要看自己贵所当看,
do not deem yourself more highly than you should.
察验何为上帝, 善良纯全, 科学的旨意,
to test and approve the good and pleasure will of God.
照着信心的大小, 看自己看得合乎中道,
according to the measure of faith given to you, you must see it soberly.
心意更新了变化,
be transformed in the mind.
你们不要效法,
do not be conformed to the world.
然后你们知道这是一个身体,
when you see the body,
我们父为肢体,
we as a member of the body,
我们的功用是不一样,
our functions are different.
这样肢体与肢体的功用是不一样,
let the part of body are different in functions.
这种了解,
this kind of understanding,
这种观念去服侍就对,
with this concept, one of the stuff that's right.
求主帮助,
that God will help us.
求主给我们的教会那个越来越蒙恩,
that God will bless the church more and more.
什么办法呢?
What kind of method?
就是我们不是用才干来帮助上帝的工作,
that we want to use the talent to help God,
是用恩赐来服侍主的家,
but then rather we use gift to serve the home of God.
大家说, 不是用才干来帮助主的工作, 乃是用恩赐来服侍主的家, 这是家,
that's home.
因为是家,
because it's home,
所以我们就愿意一心一意盼望家兴旺起来,
so we are so willingly help, hoping that the home will revive.
妈妈的会不会说, 我在这个家从早到晚, 照顾爸爸, 给他起身, 去上班, 再照顾孩子, 给他们去上课, 下午回来, 再替他们做清楚, 晚上给他们睡觉, 我的薪水应该多少? 他不会这样,
would the mother say that I take care of the father, take care of the son, how much I should be paid monthly?
因为他是以献身在家中,
because she's dedicated the home,
以牺牲的爱去服侍,
with a sacrificial love, she wants to love the home,
作为他在家中生活的心智基础,
so that the foundation of the mind of a home.
所以恩赐除了圣化以外,
so this is the gift other than being sanctified.
恩赐是为了愿意牺牲自己, 愿成全全家而做服侍的一种献上,
so the gift also is kind of dedication, so that for the sake of the home you want to dedicate yourself.
我为什么献上我这一份?
Why I dedicate my part?
因为我们领受的恩赐不同,
because we receive different gifts.
我所能献上的,
What I can dedicate.
不管是照着神赐给我, 要我做的,
according to what is given to me and wanting me to dedicate. Because I cannot do what you do.
所以我只能做我所能做的,
I can only do what I do.
我尊重你所做的,
so I honor what you do.
我也盼望你会尊重我所做的,
I also hope that you honor what I do.
如果没有人尊重我所做的,
if no one honor what I do,
我已经圣化了我的才干,
so I've sanctified my talent.
我已经以牺牲舍己的精神献上我的自己,
I use the sacrifice spirit to give what I have.
我以爱整个身体的关系, 我把这个恩赐献上,
also with love of the whole body I dedicate my talent.
这样的精神,
this kind of spirit,
就是家兴旺起,
the home will be revived.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
你们应当有一个家,
you must have a home,
有一个树林的家,
spiritual home,
一个教会,
a church.
你的教会里应当不是没有功用的,
the church you must have a function to play.
应当做一个有功用的肢体,
be a member that has function.
没有功用的肢体是不应当存在的肢体,
a member that doesn't have a function shouldn't exist at all.
没有功用的肢体是可有可无的肢体,
because that a body without a function it can go without.
肢体之所以是肢体,
that member of the body is a member.
肢体是因为功用而被安置在那里,
it is because they have a function, they are being placed there.
我再讲一次啊,
one more time.
我讲的第二次你们就可以跟我讲了,
then you repeat.
我们没有功用的肢体是可存在可不存在的肢体,
a member of the body without function he can be done without.
肢体之所以是肢体,
and that the member because of the member,
是因为它是有功用而被造被安置在那里,
it is because it has a function being created being placed there.
大家跟我说哈, 没有功用的肢体是可有可无可存在可不存在, 肢体之所以被称为是肢体, 是因为被造而被安置在那边是有功用的, 所以这两个观念搞清楚以后,
so when they clear with these two concepts,
你不能够礼拜天来做礼拜, 别人排椅子, 最后迟到你才来,
you 怕停车麻烦,
出去没有人, 快快跑出去, 那么迟到又早退, 最节省时间。
You cannot come to the church later after people have arranged all the chairs and you want to go back fast because you are for fear that there will be traffic jam.
你很聪明吗?
Yeah, intelligent.
我这么大的盲人,
I'm so busy.
所以我最后一秒钟来, 反正唐牧师还没上台,
I'll come in the last second because Stephen Tong has not come up yet.
如果上台了,
even if it comes,
我才来, 他会说, 诶, 还有人来感谢主。
I know, maybe I'll come, you say, thanks God, there's people coming.
那我就节省白椅子, 翻诗歌, 接待人那些麻烦吗?
So I save all the troubles of arranging chairs, singing, ushering.
我很聪明, 最后来水, 坐在最后一排。
So I'm intelligent, I come in the last minute, I sit in the last row.
要走以前我先溜。
And before they dismiss, I will go the first.
最早到 parking lot.
The first go to parking lot.
一出去的时候就没有人阻碍我。
No one to stop me and because
前来的要后去的。
So you want to come first and go last.
照耶稣讲的最 后来的要最先去,
and also if you come last will go first to say,
前面的在后面, 后面在前面,
and he was in front will go to back, go to back, come to front.
如果你明白肢体,
if you understand about the member of the body,
也明白恩赐,
and understand about gift,
又明白功用,
understand about function,
又明白基督是元首,
understand that God is in the God,
那么你的教会生活就不一样,
then the church life is different.
你一定懂得怎样与人相处,
you know how to deal with others,
你一定懂得怎样圣化动机,
how you sanctify your motive,
你一定懂得圣化目的,
how you sanctify your purpose,
你一定懂得你的才干是为什么用的,
you know what's the purpose of using your talents,
你一定懂得与人相处建立的时候尊重别人的才干,
and how that you work complementary with others and also honor others' talents.
就变成整个身体的应用,
so become the function of the whole body,
the dynamic function of the whole body of Jesus Christ.
整个基督耶稣的身体动性的应用,
有动性的辅助, mutual function, mutual edify, mutual edification.
那动性的互动的建立,
这是很重要的,
that's important.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
所以你看到这里你在读的时候你更明白了,
so only after you understand this you can understand more when you read.
我们大家再来读这一节,
let us read again.
我们一同来读第五节,
verse 5 onwards.
我们一同来读,
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身, 互相联络做肢体, 也是如此, 按我们所得的恩赐, 各有不同, 或说预言, 就当照着信心的程度说预言, 或做知识, 就当专一知识, 或做教导的, 就当专一教导, 或做劝化的,
就当专一献花，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
所以这段圣经在全本圣经中间有它特别的独特处。
So this passage have a uniqueness in the whole Bible.
这个独特处是什么呢？
What's the uniqueness?
就是它记载了一些的恩赐，跟别的地方记的恩赐是不一样。
It records some of the gift that's not recorded in other places of the Bible.
你在彼得前书看到有几个恩赐列出来。
You know, First Peter lists a few gifts.
在以弗所第四章有几个恩赐。
Ephesians 4 also recorded a few gifts.
在这个哥林多前书第十二章，你看到有九个恩赐列出来。
First Corinthians 12 also recorded nine kind of gifts.
在这里有几个恩赐列出来。
Here a few gifts being listed here.
这里的恩赐跟其他地方列的恩赐是不一样。
So the gift listed here is different from other places.
其中又有几个是一样。
And some are the same.
因为有一些不一样，更显出它的独特在哪里。
And because there are some differences, that's why it shows its uniqueness.
好，现在请你们再看的时候。
So one more time when you read.
这次你自己算这里。列出多少恩赐？
You would count how many gifts are listed here.
我们用一分钟的时间，
用
你们告诉我，
有
多少的恩赐列出来
？What? How many gifts are there?
有多少恩赐？啊？七个
？Seven?
七个？
Is it seven?
就不回答了。
Is it seven?
我音调调高一点，你就吓死了。
I just raise my pitch and then you're afraid.
我眼睛睁大一点点，你就动摇了。
I open my eye bigger and then you're shaken.
你怎么能站稳脚步为主做盐做光？
How can you stand firm to the sun and light?
为主而实照永远，怎么可能？
Is it possible?
到底几个啊？
How many?
七个就七个，不必怕。
Seven.
我问七个，
是七个 ，Yes seven，
七个，
seven,
七个
，Yes seven，
这样才会为主做见证。
Then only can testify for the Lord。
我说七个，你就糟糕了，七个，你们这么没有把握。
So you're not confident。
七个
，Seven。
我们来念好不好？这七个字，第一，
什么？
说预言。
第二，
这是第三
，Serving。
教导。
Teaching.
第四，劝化。
Encouraging。
第五。施舍
contributing
第六
gathering
第七怜悯人
mercy on people
你们一下子把七个恩赐记在这一段的都念出来了
so you have now recite all the seven the gift
那么这里恩赐有没有说是上帝的恩赐或者主的恩赐或者是圣灵的恩赐有没有啊
did it say gift of God or the Lord or the Holy Spirit here
有没有啊完全没有
no
那么哥林多前书十二章怎么提
First Corinthians chapter 12, what does he say?
以弗所书第四章又怎么提
Ephesians chapter 4, what does he say?
彼得前书讲的又怎么提
First Peter, what does he say?
怎么提、啊、好像
Like
这一段很特别的
It's very unique here
我们个人的恩赐功用不一样
All ours have different gift and talent
就这样讲
You say that?
没有说
You didn't say
是圣父来的
Coming from God the Father
圣子来的
God the Son
是圣灵来的
Or God the Holy Spirit
但是呢
But then
在以弗所第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
很清楚说
very clearly says
那身上的岂不先降下吗
he who has been ascended doesn't he come back first
降下以后升天
he come down and then he ascended
这是谁啊
who is he
这是基督
Jesus
因为基督为我们
Jesus for us
降卑
coming to lowly
humiliated
Humiliated,
然后呢
and then,
受了第一一般的痛苦的刑罚
then he suffered the punishment of the Hades
这是观念中间的下阴间
and that is the concept of going to the Hades
为我们这些应当下地的人受了阴间的痛苦
for us who go to hell he suffered the hell
降卑到这个地步
he has been humiliated
有主把他升高到比一切执政掌权有为主治的所有权柄更高的名的名
Then he had been ascended to the highest name of all names
所以耶稣基督是在最高的上面
So Christ is upon the highest
他升天
He has ascended
岂不是先降下
Because he first come down
他升天了以后呢
After ascending
就赐下
A gift
五个大的恩赐的职分
Five big offices of gift
先知
Prophet
使徒
Apostles,
不是他转过来了
No, turned around
使徒
the apostles,
先知
the prophet
对不对 先使徒后先知
apostles and then prophets
传福音的
then the evangelists
牧师
then the pastors
和教师
and the teachers
所以那里是指基督赐给教会的这份
that is it that Christ Jesus give offices
是恩典吗
is that gift is that gift
是赐下来吗
yes it's given
是
yes
赐给谁呢
given to whom
做牧师的
The pastors,
做传道的
the evangelists,
做教导的
and the teachers,
做使徒的
the apostles,
做先知的
and the prophets.
那么呢
and then,
在那里
there,
这个恩赐是哪里来的
where come the gift?
基督所赐下的
Christ Jesus.
是不是提到圣灵的恩赐呢
Did he say about the gift of the Holy Spirit? No.
是上帝的恩赐吗
Is it the gift of God? No.
这个但是呢
But then,
在哥林多前书十二章二十八节以后
First Corinthians chapter 2 after verse 28
是讲上帝在教会所设立的
It's what God established in the church
这个不是指到恩赐的功用问题
Not talking about the function of a gift
这是上帝自己设立的这份的问题
That the offices God has established in the church
有九种
Nine
最先呢
The first
有使徒
Apostle
有先知
Prophets,
接下去呢
and then,
是有什么好我们大家来看哈
Let us
哥林多前书说
First Corinthians chapter 12
28节
Verse 28
接下去哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 12
第十二章
chapter 12
28节以后
beginning from verse number 28
帮到了我们大家一同
and then we shall read together
开诵来读上帝在教会所设立的第一是使徒第二是先知第三是教师其次是行义能的再次是得恩赐治理
病的
帮助
人的
治
理事的
说
方言的
这都是
其都是
使徒吗其都是
先知吗
其都是
教师吗
其都是行义
能的吗
其都是得
恩赐
医
病的吗
其都是
说方言的吗
其都是
翻
方言
方言的吗
这里有没有传福音的
Is that evangelist mentioned here?
没有
No
有没有牧师
Pastors?
没有
No
那为什么
Why?
没有牧师没有传福音的
Not pastor evangelist mentioned here
在教会里面设立的
That's the church being established
所以呢哥林多前书第十二章二十八二十九这一段的恩赐
So the gift talking about in this passage of verses 28 and 29 in 1 Corinthians 12是
上帝设立的
is God has established
以弗所书第四章十一节
Ephesians 4 verse 11
基督赐下的
is given by Christ
再看哥林多前书十二章
1 Corinthians 12
前面
and before that
在这里
here
恩第四节恩赐原有分别圣灵却是一位这事也有分别主却是一位功用也有分别上帝却是一位在众人里面运行一切的事圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的原理那人蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的原理以为一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐又叫一人领神异能又叫一人能做先知又叫一人能变诸灵又叫一人能说方言又叫一人能说翻方言那这里又没有使徒了
First Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11 it doesn't mean about apostles
也没有传福音的
evangelists
也没有牧师
and pastors
也没有教师
and teachers
所以这里的哥林多前书第十二章前面一段
First Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11
后面一段
and the last passage of it
已进了以弗所书第四章十一节
And as compared to Ephesians 4 verse 11,
跟哥这个彼得前书所讲
and First Peter chapter 4,
在比较刚才我们所看的罗马书第十二章
compared to Romans chapter 12, we have here,
不同的名单出现
different list,
啊，很奇妙的
very strange enough,
第十二章哥林多前书说是圣灵的恩赐
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4, it says that the gift of the Holy Spirit,
十二章的后面是上帝所设立
but after is what God has established in the church,
而在这个以弗所书第四章的基督所赐的
Ephesians chapter 4 it says that Christ is given
圣父
God the Father
圣子
God the Son
圣灵
God the Holy Spirit
那么罗马书呢
Romans
不提圣父
it never mentioned about God the Father God the Son
不提圣灵
or Holy Spirit
只讲恩赐
and that were given
而且没有使徒
and without apostles without the prophets
那这里有没有传福音呢
Evangelists are there
有没有牧师
Pastors
有没有教师
Teachers
有教导的
the one who teach.
所以这个名单是不太一样的。
So different list.
那么呢，到底是不是指恩赐只有这几种呢？
不是。
Does he say that only different few kind of gift that they have? No.
这一段圣经是很特别。
Very unique in this passage.
提到几种这事特别要注意的是什么事情？
And a few offices we're going to pay attention.
但是不是说这几种这是包括教会的所有的恩赐。
It doesn't mean that all these services include all the gifts of the church.
下个礼拜。
Next week.
我们就详细一个一个谈这个事。
One by one we'll discuss.
那我不知道有几个礼拜才会谈论这七件恩赐的事情。
I don't know how many weeks I could spend to complete all these seven gifts.
我再把这七大恩赐提出来。
So I want to mention again these seven gifts.
说预言的最最先。
The one who prophesies the first.
有这四。
And then with the deep
教导。
Teaching,
劝化
encouraging,
这三样接下去
these three after that,
有另外一个三样
and the other three,
就是施舍
those contributor needs,
有治理
those govern,
还有连续人
and there's a mercy on others.
这七个恩赐
these seven gifts,
在教会的肢体生活里面
in the body life of the church,
是很重要的
important.
那我相信这些恩赐的名单
I truly believe that the list of all these gifts,
特别指肢体生活的健全怎么健全
and especially talk about the perfectness of body life
所以不是指整个教会各方面所有的功用
you're not talking about all kinds of function in the church
乃是教会里面肢体之间怎么建立应当有的注意应当有的境界
and that's the kind of gift given for the edifying of the body of the church
感谢上帝
praise God
求主帮助我们
that God will help us
给我们记得
we remember
教会不是我的
The church is not mine.
教会不是他的。
It's not his.
教会不是你的。
It's not yours.
教会不是牧师的。
The church is not a pastor.
教会不是使徒的。
The church is not a apostle.
教会不是有钱人的。
The church is not a rich man.
教会不是这一个教皇的。
This does not belong to the Pope.
不是使徒的。
Not doesn't belong to apostles or prophets.
是耶稣基督的。
But Christ.
大家说，教会
是耶稣的。
A church is contributed by all belongs to none.
教会呢，是每一个人都应该贡献，但不是不属任何人的。
是从众人所贡献，但是却不属于任何人的。
Contributed by all, but belonging to none.
每个人都有份。
When everybody has a share,
来建造教会。
To build the church.
而教会不是这个外表的建筑。
The church is not the outer building.
是身体。各肢体互相建立
but it's all part of the body that come together to edify
我领受神给我的才干
I receive talent coming from God
奉献被神使用
I dedicate to use by God
被上帝分别为圣以后
after God has sanctified it
圣化的恩赐就意味着建立整个城市
so the sanctified gift will come edifying the church
彼此建立
so we edify each other
是整个身体建立
so the whole body is being edified
我们应当有怎样的精神建立
what kind of spirit we want to use to edify it
求主继续带领我
They will continue to guide us
给我们明白这重要的
They will understand this important truth
下个礼拜我继续讲下
Next week I'll continue
我们今天就讲到这个地方
We'll stop here tonight
我们一同站起来
Let us all rise